Shalom, shalom, giving all praise to the Most High and to His Son, Yahweh Shai. Today's class, we're going into humble yourself before the mighty hand of God. Abram, straighten up this camera. Man. Humble yourself before the mighty hand of God. One of the major killers of the Israelite community is pride. Give me 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 1.
The book of 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 1. The elders which are among you, I exhort.
He said, the elders which are among you, I exhort. Read.
Who am also elder.
Who am also an elder. Read.
And a witness of the sufferings of Christ.
Read on.
And also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed.
See, the thing is, everybody want to be an elder, but what do it take to be an elder? What does it mean to be an elder? Is it just gray hairs? Is that what make you an elder? Or is it your strength and your bond with the Most High and His Son, Yahweh Shai? Read.
Feed the flock of God.
Hold on. What is the job of an elder?
Feed the flock of God.
Read.
Which is among you.
So how many people want to be at the top, but are not taking the steps to feed the flock of God? How many people want to come into this truth and think of themselves as something more than what they are, but asking themselves, are you feeding the flock of God? Are you giving them their nutrients? You know, because it's one thing to go on those street corners, okay, but it's another thing because you can go out there and you can grab a sheep. Think of that street corner like you out there buying the sheep. Anybody can go buy the sheep, you know, but it takes a real elder, a real leader of the nation to take care of that sheep every day once you bought it.
That's right.
Once that sheep come into the fold, and it come into the school, and it come into the family, it take a real shepherd to take care of that sheep and feed the flock of God every single day. Read.
Taking the oversight thereof.
Read on.
Not by constraint.
Not by constraint. Read.
But willingly.
But what?
Willingly.
But what?
Willingly.
See, a man of God is gonna want to do this work. They're going to want to feed the flock of God. They're going to want to take on that responsibility. But somebody that's in it for their own vainglory or for their own pride, it's not about what they want to do. It's what they feel they have to do to get a certain position or to get a certain level of respect. That's what they feel like when they give, they should receive. When they do, they should get that equal part back. And that's what they're doing it for. It's like they're doing it for a paycheck. Read.
Not for filthy lucre.
And that filthy lucre is not lucre. It's not just money. You know, that filthy lucre is anything on the physical plane. Physical. On the physical level. Read.
But of a ready mind.
But of a ready mind to do the work. Of a ready mind to understand that it is fulfilling. You're doing it for your future. Give me Luke chapter 22 and verse 31. Read this out.
The book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 31.
Read.
And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you.
It says, Satan hath desired to have you. Satan hath desired to have you. Who is this talking about the other nations? Is this talking about T.D. Jakes? When it says Satan, we always like to call somebody else Satan. But yeah. Satan is just that adversary. That enemy of who's fighting against what you're trying to accomplish.
That's right.
Satan is within you.
That's right.
That Satan can be anything fighting against your future. Satan, the enemy, the dark part of your future, the dark part of your mind, the darkest part of what you are, has desire to take over you. Read.
That he may sift you as wheat.
That he may cause you to fall amongst the two-thirds. That he may cause you to fall amongst the heathen. Read.
But I have prayed for thee.
But I have what?
I have prayed for thee.
How many brothers want to be on top, but do they do this? Do they pray for their brothers? Do they pray for the sheep? See, we want to be what it is on the outside. We want to be what it is in amongst men,
that's
in
right.
front of men's eyes. But are we doing the things in the background that reflect that? You know, because you don't pray for the sheep in front of the sheep. You do that while you at home in your bed.
That's right.
While you at home taking care of business. And you see that a brother's sick. A lot of brothers, when they see a brother sick, all they want to do is gossip about how that brother's sick. Oh, that brother's sick. Oh, that brother's sick. That brother need help. Isn't that third? But the real elder of God, the real leader of the sheep, he going to go pray about it. And he going to go seek the medicine and then go and give it to that sheep to make the sheep better.
That's right.
That's the difference. Read.
That thy faith fail not.
That thy faith fail not. Read.
And when thou art converted.
When thou, and then once you've been converted, what is the job of a person who is set up to be a leader? When thou art converted, read.
Strengthen thy brethren.
Hold on. What did he tell Simon to do?
Strengthen thy brethren.
See, ask yourself, do you give strength to your brethren on a regular basis? Are you a shoulder to lean on for your brethren?
Work it out.
Can your brethren look to you and gain strength from your example?
Work it out.
That's the difference. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 22. And we just have to, because not everybody is meant to be on that level. Some people are meant to be in the background. I mean, just look at any job you have. You know, and not everybody is meant to lay the concrete. Some people are just meant to build the zip ties that hold the rebar together.
That's right.
They're not out there laying the concrete, but their job is just as important.
Right.
Not everybody's meant to be in the forefront. See, read this for me, Art.
The book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 22.
Read.
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name?
See, this is a scripture that everybody should have in the back of their minds at all times. You know what I'm saying? Because really on a day-to-day basis, brothers wake up in their mind thinking this, Lord, Lord, have I not prophesied in thy name? You know what I'm saying? Brothers wake up and they think this. Read.
And in thy name have cast out devils.
And when they live in their life on a daily basis, going to work and coming home, and they mind the back of their mind, they may in the forefront, they like, no, I don't think like that. But in the back of their mind, this is the way they think. Have I not cast out devils in thy name? Read.
And in thy name done many wonderful works.
And I always like to think about the works they did. Oh, man, I did this work. I put in this brick. I did this. I did that. They like to look at the works that they did. Read.
And then will I profess unto them.
And that profess unto them is not the words. That profess is not just words like you thinking Christ is going to come down and say unto you these words. Is action. Read.
I never knew you.
See, your life is not gonna match up. You're gonna be thinking in the back of your mind, oh, I've cast out devils, oh, I prophesied in thy name, oh, I've done wonderful works. But when you look at the blessings that's supposed to be coming upon your life, ain't no blessings.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't no beauty, ain't no glory, ain't no honor, ain't nothing coming from it that's supposed to come from it. Read.
Depart from me.
Read.
Ye that work iniquity.
And then even though you putting all these works in and casting out these devils and prophesying in thy name, he still exposed your iniquity. So it show you it's not you thinking because of those things that you're doing that you on that level of what you thinking you're supposed to be with Christ. It's not like that. He say, I never knew you. You're supposed to be on a level of that brotherly love. You're
That's
supposed
right.
to be on a level of pray for that brother. You're supposed to be on a level of, if you want to be on that level, what you thinking you're on that level, then it's time to act like it. It's time to be on that level, that spiritual level. Give me Matthew chapter 23 and verse 23.
The book of Matthew chapter 23, verse 23.
Read.
Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees.
See, he say, and this is another thing that should be on our brothers' minds, the scribes and the Pharisees, watching ourselves and making sure we don't fall into the same patterns as those scribes and Pharisees. And I'm not saying, you know what, us as teachers, we have to look at ourselves and relate it to ourselves as well. I can't look at myself and be like, well, I ain't no scribe and Pharisee. I have to examine myself and look at myself just as the way I'm telling you to look at yourself. Read.
Hypocrite.
See, we can't be that as men of God, as teachers, as leaders of the nation. We can't be hypocrites.
That's right.
Because one day, you're going to be telling your child the same thing somebody else told you. That's the way I see it. You know, that's what you can't play them games, because everything that you speak, it always come back to you. Everything that you sow, it always come back to you.
That's right.
Read.
For ye pay tithe of mint and
anise.
Anise and cumin.
And cumin. See, we want to put all this brick in, all this work. We want to give all this money, pay all these alms, give everything we got. Read.
And have omitted the waiter. Matters of the law.
But where it really matters in the law is inside of your mind.
That's right.
That's where it really matters. You know, the work that you do, the brick you put in, the alms you pay, all okay, all that's gravy. You know what I'm saying? But what is the weightier matters of the law? Read.
Judgment.
Hold on, what?
Judgment.
Hold on, what?
Judgment.
The way that you look at your brothers. The way that you think about your brothers and sisters. What goes on in here? Read.
Mercy.
Hold on, what?
Mercy.
Mercy. Having mercy for your brothers. Having compassion. Read.
And faith.
And your faith in Christ. These are the weightier matters of the law. Not them alms that you paid.
That's right.
Not that brick that you put in. These are the weightier matters of the law. Read.
These are ye to have done.
These you should have done these first. That's why whenever we tell brothers and sisters when they come in, we always tell them, sit down and give yourself time. Give yourself a year. Give yourself some time to build up your judgment, your mercy, and your faith. These are the weightier matters. And then you can move on to doing other things that you want to do. Read.
And not to leave the other undone.
But they'll leave those things undone because they believe that alms cover a multitude of sin. So they can just give alms. And then they end the money now. That's not the way it works. Being a righteous man of God, it take a lot more mental. And I'm gonna be real with you. One thing I realize is that if you want to be an Old Testament Israelite, yeah, you're gonna be in the physical. You know, you keeping the law here, you keeping the law there, you doing this, you doing that. But if you want to be in the new covenant with Christ, it's all up here. You know what I'm saying? The new law. It's in the mind. You know what I'm saying? And if you can't dominate your mind, go ahead and stay in that old covenant.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you need to go ahead and sacrifice you a lamb. Read this, Ak.
The book of 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 3.
Read.
Neither as being lords over God's heritage.
See, neither as being lords over God's heritage. That's one thing. You can't. That's why if you read in the old covenant, when you read about Saul, and when they wanted to set up Saul as king, Samuel was like, you don't need a king. What do you need a king for? We went over that in the class. The Lord said, dissuade them from asking for a king. Why? Because a grown man don't need a king. What do a grown man need a king over him for?
That's right.
What do I need another man coming into my household telling me what I need to do in my household?
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? But because we lazy, because we want somebody else to fight our battles. Because we want somebody else to do all the work. Read it again, Ak.
Neither as being lords over God's heritage.
We want somebody else to be lord over us. Because we lazy.
That's right.
But it's saying in Christ, you should not be lording over God's heritage. Every man take care of his household. Yeah, we have leaders. You know, we know that. We have elders. We have people that are counselors, guiders. But when brothers want to come into the truth and set themselves up and now they lords over somebody, they telling somebody else how to do things or what they need to do with their life, then that reach into a different thing. Neither being lords over God's heritage, read.
But being examples to the flock.
See, every good leader, when you see a good leader, he not gonna lord over you. He gonna be an example of what you need to be. He gonna set himself up as an example that you can see under him. And if you come to him and say, hey man, how can I be more like you? He gonna guide you to be more like him. But he not gonna come into your household and kick your door in and tell you what this need to be set up and this need to be set up and this is what need to be done. No, because he's not your Lord.
That's right.
You see, give me Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 14. What is that? He say we should be an example, a sign of what the nation needs to be doing. Hebrews 4 and 14. Let's get a sign. Read this, Ak.
Book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 14.
Read.
Seeing then that we have a great high priest.
See, we have the greatest sign, the greatest example. Read.
That is passed into heaven.
Read on.
Yahushua, the Son of God.
Read on.
Let us hold fast our profession.
See, we have a job. He said, because we have that great example, let us hold fast our profession. But we have so many brothers want to come into the truth and be leaders over the nation and don't even understand Christ.
That's right.
Don't even truly know Christ. You know what I'm saying? It's a They that say they know him, but don't really keep Christ's commandments, is a liar.
That's right.
And there is no truth in them.
That's right.
You think just because you're keeping the Sabbath day that you're keeping Christ's commandments? See, Christ say, love your brother as you love yourself.
Right.
Read.
For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmity.
See, the thing is, we have to understand, man, it's okay to be tempted. You know, that's one thing Israel, as Israelites, we beat ourselves up. You know, one little thing, one little mistake, one little thing we did wrong, and we beat ourselves up. And that's a mistake.
Bring it out.
It say, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our, because Christ, he went through the same things we went through.
That's right.
And just so you know, the brother that is your elder, he went through the same things you went through. The brother that is your deacon, he went through the same things you went through.
That's right.
Ain't no reason for you to feel bad about it. See, read on.
Was in all points tempted, like as we are.
See, it say he was tempted just like you were. Read.
Yet without sin.
See, he's letting you know that even though you being tempted, there's a way for you to do it without committing that sin. All you got to do is ask. All you got to do is humble yourself. Get that pride off of you and go to the people that you see as being the example and ask for that guidance. Read.
Let us therefore come boldly.
Hold on. Come what?
Come boldly.
Come what?
Come boldly.
See, some people too timid. They don't want to come boldly. Read.
Unto the throne of grace.
Come boldly unto the brothers that are set up to give you guidance and ask for that guidance.
That's
read.
That we may obtain mercy.
That we may obtain mercy. Read.
And find grace to help in the time of need.
Give me 2 Corinthians 5 and 18.
Book 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 18.
Read this out.
And all things are of God.
He say all things are of God. Read.
Who hath reconciled us to himself. By Yahushua.
He said we are reconciled by Christ. Did it say we reconciled by a man on the street corner?
Bring that out.
Did it say we reconciled even by you? You know what I'm saying? Even by me going on that street corner. I have not reconciled anybody. I'm only speaking the words of Christ.
That's
everybody
right.
is reconciled by Christ. So we all have to think like that instead of thinking like we doing something.
That's right.
Or like some man is doing something. Read.
And have given to us the ministry of reconciliation.
Read on.
To wit, that God was in Christ.
Read on.
Reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them.
It say the Lord reconciled the world back unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. So why is it that so many brothers, when they come into a role over the nation, helping guide the nation, teaching the nation, that all of a sudden they want to start condemning the nation?
That's right.
When it says here that when the Lord reconciled the world back unto himself, he did not impute their trespasses unto them. He wasn't coming at them in that manner. He was coming at them with mercy, with grace, with kindness, and with teachings, and giving them the truth. If they choose to reject it, that's on them.
That's right.
But too many of our people are high and mighty. They got sin on them, but they want to look down on their own brother. Read.
And have committed unto us the word of reconciliation.
And then he has committed that unto us, that word of reconciliation to bring the nation back together again. We got to stop pushing the nation away. Too many of us, when we see a brother on the street that don't know the truth yet, we push him away like he's stupid. But it say this word is a word of reconciliation,
right.
Bringing together again. Read.
Now then, we were ambassadors of Christ, as through God did beseech you by us.
Read on.
We pray you in Christ's stead.
We pray for you in Christ's stead in the way that he did. Read.
Be ye reconciled to God.
He say, be ye reconciled to God. This is the job that was set before us. Tell the nation, be ye reconciled to God. But we've been so trained that our only mindset is, you know, be ye rebuked by God.
That's right.
Instead of be ye reconciled to God. Read.
For he hath made him to be sin for us.
He hath made him to be sin for us. Christ was, he died for that sin to die, read.
Who knew no sin.
Who knew no sin, read.
That we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
See, we have to look at ourselves and see Christ. You know, we have to look at ourselves and see Christ. But when you look at yourself and you don't see Christ, you look at your brother and you see the N-word. You see a dude on the street. You don't see Christ. And that's only because you don't see it in yourself.
That's right.
Give me 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 12. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 12.
The book of 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you.
He say, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you. Because when you come in to set yourself up, understand, you're going to have some, the Most High God has to try you.
That's right.
When you want to be turned into a sword for God, you got to go through the beating. You got to go through the fire. Read.
As though some strange thing happened unto you.
Read on.
But rejoice.
But what?
But rejoice.
Read on.
Inasmuch as ye had partakers of Christ's suffering.
As ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings. Understand, when you are a leader of Israel, you got to suffer the same way Christ suffered. Your hair going to go gray. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Because the love he had for the nation and still seeing our people suffer, still seeing our people ignorant, still seeing our people giving up the truth for a sack of weed or for a carton of cigarettes or for pride.
Bring it out.
Giving up the truth for pride. Giving up the truth for their females.
That's right.
You got to go through these same sufferings. Read.
That when his glory shall be revealed.
That when his glory, when his kingdom is finally revealed, read.
Ye may be glad. Also with exceedingly joy.
See, the only way you're going to be glad with exceeding joy, you got to go through the same thing Christ went through. The only way you're going to be happy when he's happy is when you sad when he's sad, is when you mad when he's mad, is when you angry when he's angry, when you compassionate when he's compassionate. You got to go through the same thing he go through so that when that time for gladness come, you can also partake in that. Read.
If ye be reproached. For the name of Christ.
If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, read.
Happy are ye.
So, but see, some people get reproached because of their own wickedness, and they want to call it reproach in the name of Christ. See, you can't confuse the two. Sometimes you do something wrong, and then somebody come at you, and you want to act like you're getting reproached for the name of Christ. We have to understand, when you're getting reproached for the name of Christ, that name of Christ is love for your brother.
That's right.
When you have true, unconditional love for your brother, people going to hate you.
That's right.
Because that love for your brother, it make them see that, damn, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing all this and this and that and third, and he still had that compassion for me. It's going to make them hate you. See? Read.
For the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you.
The spirit of glory and God rests upon you. Read.
On their part, he is evil spoken of.
See, on their part, when you in the name of Christ, he is going to be evil spoken of because they're going to see that love, unconditional love on you, and they ain't going to have no choice to speak down on it. Why? Because they don't have it in themselves.
That's right.
They want to find a problem with you so that they cannot feel bad about themselves. On their part, he is evil spoken of. Read.
But on your part,
read.
He is glorified.
That's why we happy. You know, and can't nobody destroy my spirits. Why? Because he is glorified in me. But they can destroy their own spirits because they speak evil of him. Read.
But let none of you suffer as a murderer.
But he said, okay, you suffering for Christ's sake. You being reproached for Christ's sake. You know, you on your part, he is glorified. But he's telling you, man, he's saying there's stipulations. But if you want to be a part of this elect club, let none of you suffer as a murderer, man.
That's right.
Let none of you suffer as a hater of his own brother. Let none of you suffer as a man who looked down or talk against or murmur against his own brother. Read.
Or as a thief.
You can steal somebody's chance at the kingdom.
That's right.
You can steal somebody's spirit. You can steal. Read.
Or as an evildoer.
Anything. Evildoer. Coming, words coming out your mouth. Things that you're doing to people. Things that you're saying about people. One thing it say in the Bible. It say a good name is to be valued above gold and silver.
That's right.
So when you destroying somebody's name behind their back, you an evildoer, man.
That's right.
You know, even if that brother did something, You know, he might have said something or did something, man. It say Matthew 18:15, go and talk to that brother. But if you destroying that brother's name, that's evil doing, man. Read.
Or as a busybody in other men's matters.
And that's one thing we can't do. Can't be a busybody in other men's matters, man. Because for some reason, when brothers get a little bit of power, now they believe they can just be a busybody in other men's matters, in another man's life, in another man, what another man doing. We have to understand that as a leader of Israel, we're supposed to be compassionate and bitter and an example for our brothers. We can't fall into that. He say, let none of you suffer as a murderer, as a thief, as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Why did he say this? He's clearly saying it because our peoples have had issues with this in the past.
That's right.
Everything in the scriptures was made for the Israelite man and woman and child. Give me 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 4.
The book of 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 4.
Read.
And when the chief shepherd shall appear.
And when the chief shepherd shall appear. Read.
Ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away.
If you be that example, if you feeding the flock, if you doing it with willingness, without filthy liquor, of a ready mind, not being lords over God's heritage, being that example, then when that chief shepherd appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Give me that in 2 Esdras 2 and 42. See, and that chief shepherd, when does he appear? Is he going to appear in the sky as a silvery image? You know, when does he appear? Give me that in 2 Esdras.
Book of 2 Esdras, chapter 2, verse 42.
Read.
I saw Esdras, saw upon the mount, Simon, a great people, whom I could not number, and they all praised the Lord with songs.
He say he's seen a great people, whom he could not number, that praised the Lord with songs. Read.
And in the middle of them, there was a young man, of a high stature.
A high stature, read.
Taller than all the rest.
See, is that taller than all the rest? It's not talking about his height. Just like when you go into Saul and it said his head was one head above all the rest. It's not talking about his height. It's talking about his glory.
That's right.
It's talking about his great name.
That's right.
It's talking about his renown, his fame. Read.
And upon every one of their heads, he set crowns.
He set crowns, read.
And was more exalted, which I marveled at greatly.
Read on.
So I asked the angel and said, sir, what are these?
Who are these brothers getting crowns on their head? Read.
He answered and said unto me, these be they that have put off the mortal clothing.
This is the requirement to get that crown. Put off the mortal clothing, read.
And put on the immortal.
And put on the immortal, read.
And have confessed the name of God.
And have confessed the name of theyself.
The name of God.
And have confessed the name of their leader.
Name of God.
Has confessed the name of God.
That's right.
That's why when you are a leader of Israel, an elder of Israel, you have to understand who Christ is.
That's
you
right.
Have to know God to in order to confess the name of God. Read.
Now, are they crowned and received songs?
Read on.
Then I say unto the angel, what young person is it that crowneth them and giveth them songs in their hands?
Read on.
So he answered and said unto me, it is the Son of God whom they have confessed in the world.
Read on.
Then began a greatly to command them that stood so stiffly for the name of the Lord.
It's a commending them that stood so stiffly for the name of the Lord. Us as a nation, we got to start standing stiffly for the name of God.
That's right.
We got to stop standing stiffly for the name of our doctrine that we follow, or
right.
The name of our school, or the name of our leader. It say they stood so stiffly for the name of God. We got to get back to standing up for the name of God. Give me 1 Peter 5 and 5.
The book of 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 5.
Read.
Likewise, ye younger, submit yourself unto the elders.
And then it say, ye younger in the spirit, younger in the truth.
That's right. Because
you'll have a young brother who might have more knowledge and understanding than a brother that has gray hairs or a brother that is older. It say, ye younger in the spirit, submit yourselves unto the elder. Submit yourselves unto the man of God, unto the man that you see has the spirit, that you have seen the spirit descend like a dove upon him and has remained upon him. Just like Christ. Read.
Ye, all of you, be subject one to another.
Hold on. Who did it say be subject to?
One to another.
Because you never know who Christ is speaking through.
That's right.
That's one thing. When you have pride on you, you're going to look at, you're going to be looking at status instead of looking at the spirit of God. It say be subject one to another. See, with me, any brother over there just came in, he could be speaking to me. I'd be like, damn, that brother's speaking some wisdom. You know what I'm saying? I hear what he's saying.
That's right.
Christ speaking through him. Brother over there just walked in. Damn, he got the knowledge over here. He understands how to do this, this, and this. That brother got the wisdom. Christ is in that brother.
Bring it up.
You know what I'm saying? Being subject one to another. Some brothers got respect of a person. Read.
And be clothed with humility.
And be clothed, and it say be clothed with humility. Humility. Put the clothing of humility upon yourself. Read.
For God resisteth the proud.
See, when you have pride on you, you have resistance. Resistance in your life. You'll be trying to push to do something, and you'll always have resistance pushing back. You'll be trying to push to move yourself forward, and you'll always have resistance pushing you back, keeping you there. Read.
And give grace to the humble.
And then he said he'll give grace. He'll give forgiveness to you if you humble. If you humble, can't nobody rebuke you.
That's right.
Because you always got the grace of God on you. You ain't never doing nothing wrong to nobody. You may make a mistake here, a mistake there, but you got grace on you. You know what I'm saying? But one thing they can never say to you is that you ever did something wrong to somebody. Or you ever said something wrong to somebody. Or you ever took your anger out on somebody. They can't say that because you humble. You see? Give me that in Romans 13:1.
Book of Romans, chapter 13, verse 1.
Read.
Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers.
See, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, who is over them, who has been set up over them. Read.
For there is no power but of God.
And that just show who brothers didn't got faith in Christ. Because I've seen plenty of brothers leave out this school saying, I ain't serving man. You know, I'm serving Christ. I ain't about to be following no man. But see, if you were serving Christ, you would stick where the higher powers are.
That's right.
But because you're serving a man, you're trying to leave and go find Christ somewhere else. Christ is everywhere.
That's right.
How you going to leave and go find Christ somewhere else? Christ is he right in front of you at all times. He inside of you.
Bring it out.
Read.
The powers that be are ordained of God.
See, when you have a man that's set up over a school or set up over the nation or set up over brothers and sisters, it's always ordained of God, whether it be for good or whether it be for evil. But it's always ordained of God.
That's right.
You think the Most High ain't got his hands in everything? Read.
Whosoever therefore resisteth the power.
Whosoever therefore resisteth order. Read.
Resisteth the ordinance of God.
Resist. They resist in Christ. Whenever you resist what is said over you, you resist in Christ. Because Christ said that over you. Read.
And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation.
What is that damnation? I mean, is damnation eternal hellfire? Is it, you know, not coming back, not getting regenerated into the next life? What is damnation? I mean, the way I see it, you give me Deuteronomy. Go to real quick. Hold that. Give me Deuteronomy chapter 28. Let's see what that damnation is. This is one thing. It reflect. What? Give me Deuteronomy 28:20.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 20.
Read.
The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do.
Read.
Until thou be destroyed.
Everything you put your hands for to do, it will never come to prosper.
That's right.
That's damnation. You know what I'm saying? You try to build yourself a house, the house break apart. You try to get a job, the job don't come through. You try to save money, the money always disappears. You try to stock up food, the food always go moldy.
Right.
Everything you try to do, it always fall apart. That's damnation. Read.
And unto They perish quickly.
And until thou perish quickly, read.
Because of the wickedness of thy doing.
Read on.
Thereby thou hast forsaken me.
Go back. Romans 13 and 3.
Book of Romans, chapter 13, verse 3.
Read.
For rulers are not a terror to good works.
See, when you have rulers, leaders over you that are always getting on you and always rebuking you and always being on you, is it their fault? Are they the evil ones because they always, you know, coming at you and doing things to you and always saying things to you? Is it their fault? Or is it the fact that rulers are not a terror to good works? Even if you got evil rulers, let's say you got rulers that are in there, they're not in the spirit, right? But you always in the spirit, loving on your brothers, loving on your sisters, taking care of the business. Can they say anything against you? You see what I'm saying? So that means you got rulers, whether they good or evil. If they coming at you, it say it's not a terror to good works. Read.
But to the evil.
But to the what?
But to the evil.
If you got rulers that's always coming at you, man, maybe you should take a look at your works.
That's right.
They might not be good. They might not be. A lot of times we like to look at ourselves with rose tinted glasses. You know, we look in that mirror, we see nothing but roses, you know, but it's not really what it is. Read.
Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power?
And that's what the problem is. Brothers are not afraid of the power. They're not afraid of the right hand of God. Read.
Do that which is good.
Do that which is good. Read.
And thou shalt have praise of the saints.
That's what brothers have to learn, to have faith in Christ. When you do that which is good, you will always have praise of the saints.
That's right.
Read.
For he is the minister of God to thee for good.
Read on.
But if thou do that which is evil,
read.
Be afraid.
Be what?
Be afraid.
Be what?
Be afraid.
If thou do that which is evil, be afraid. You know, because you know that you're never going to have peace in your life.
That's right.
You can't have peace. Read.
For he beareth not the sword in vain.
He say he beareth not the sword in vain because brothers always want to look at their leadership and see the faults in them. They always want to look at somebody above them and see the problem. Oh, yeah, he did that, this and that. But he got the sword, though.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And let yourself do something wrong. And he going to show you just how much you look. You're trying to remove the mole out of his eye, and you got a beam in your own eye. That's why brothers who always got a problem with leadership, if you look in their direction, you always going to see poop on the bottom of their shoes, man.
That's right.
Read.
For he is the minister of God.
He's the minister of God. Read.
A revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil.
That's the job of the man that's set over the peoples, man. He give compassion to the good, but he revenge and execute wrath upon him that doeth evil.
That's right. That's right.
You see what I'm saying? Read on.
Wherefore, ye must needs be subject.
Ye must needs be subject. Read.
Not only for wrath.
Not only because, oh, you could be punished. Because some people, they only follow leadership because they're afraid of getting rebuked.
That's right.
They're afraid of getting punished. You see what I'm saying? They only do what they're told because they're afraid of somebody coming and saying something to them. Read.
But also for conscience sake.
They say you're not supposed to follow just for wrath's sake. You're supposed to do it because it's the right thing to do in your mind.
That's right.
You're supposed to do it because it's for Christ. You're supposed to do it because it's willingly and not by constraint.
That's right.
Read.
For this cause pay ye tribute. Also,
pay ye tribute. It's not just talking about money. Read.
For they are God's ministers.
Pay ye tribute, for they are God's ministers. Read.
Attending continually upon this very thing.
What is the tribute? Read.
Render thereof to all their duties.
Read on.
Tribute to whom tribute is due.
See, that tribute could be your time. It could be your dedication to the work that they put forth. See, read.
Custom to whom custom?
Custom to whom custom? When we have customs, then render those customs. When it say stand at attention, then stand at attention. You know what I'm saying? When it say take your hat off in the sanctuary, take your hat off in the sanctuary. Yeah. This is the custom to whom custom is due. Read.
Fear to whom fear.
Then you fear to whom fear is due. Read.
Honor to whom honor.
Then you need to give that honor to whom honor is due. Read.
No. Owe no man anything.
Oh, but the thing is, you don't owe any man anything, man. You know, these are the things you're supposed to do because you love that brother.
That's
honor,
right.
Honor him because he deserves honor. Fear because he deserves fear. But you don't owe anybody anything, just like don't nobody owe nothing to you. Read.
But to love one another.
But to what?
But to love one another.
Just because we don't owe anybody anything, we owe love. That's the only thing we owe anybody.
That's right.
You are owed that. That is your birthright. Your birthright when you was born out of your mother's womb was love. You know what I'm saying? So you are owed that by your brother. I am owed that by my brother. If I go into a school, any school in the Israelite nation, I am owed by my birthright to receive love from my brother.
That's right.
That is my birthright. That is my right as a citizen of the Israelite nation.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? Read.
For he that loveth another.
Read.
Hath fulfilled the law.
Hath for what?
Fulfilled the law.
Hath what?
Fulfilled the law.
See, the thing is, if I go into another school or another brother, or I go brew up another brother on the street, by law, we have to love each other. By law. That's fulfilling the law. Brothers that are not doing that are not fulfilling the law. Brothers that are not looking at their brother and seeing Christ are not fulfilling the law. Give me Sirach 10 and 9. That's why, you know, here at One Body, when we see our brothers on the street, man, we hit them with that shalom, because we want them to know you always welcome to brew us up. You always welcome to talk. You always welcome to come deal with us, because we fulfill the law.
That's right.
You see, but brothers, a lot of them brothers, they don't want to deal with us, man, because they have a certain level of hatred for us. Read that for me, Ike.
Luke Sirach, chapter 10, verse 9.
Read.
Why is earth and ashes proud?
See, we are nothing. We are nothing. Why are we proud? Why do we have such pride on us when we are nothing? When you can literally walk out those doors and the truth will keep pushing. Anybody could walk out them doors and the truth will keep pushing.
That's right.
I could walk out them doors, truth gonna keep pushing.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Read.
There is not a more wicked thing than a conscious man.
Than a covetous man. There is no thing on this earth more wicked than a man who got envy, pride, covetous. There is no thing more wicked than that, because that is the beginning of all sin.
That's right.
Read.
For such an one seeth his own soul to sell.
He set his own soul to sell. That means his salvation don't matter to them. He'll give it up for anything.
That's right.
It's for sale. Read.
Because while he liveth,
read.
He casteth away his vows.
He casteth away everything that's important to him. Read.
The physician cut off a long disease.
The physician cutteth off a long disease. Read.
And he that is today a king.
He that is today a king. Read.
Tomorrow shall die.
Things can change, man. Just because you're a leader right now, don't mean you're going to be a leader tomorrow.
That's right.
The Lord can do anything. That's why being a leader, you have to be humble. Because anything the Lord could take. Just look at Saul. Just take a look. Go read about Saul. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
If you set up over brothers, you got to understand the Lord can give you more spirit or he can take more spirit. Read.
For when a man is dead,
read.
He shall inherit creeping things.
Read.
Beast and worm.
See, these are the things. When you dead, man, we all going to inherit the same thing. We all going to the same place. You can't take it with you.
That's right.
You can't take the glory and the fame with you, Ock. You can't. You can't take the YouTube views with you, Ock. You can't take the comments with you. You can't take your wife with you. You can't take your children with you.
That's right.
You can't take nothing.
That's right.
Read.
The beginning of pride is when one departeth from God.
And how, we gotta look, it say the beginning of pride is when one departeth from God. You gotta look at yourself. How long have you been in pride? You could have been departing from him for the last 2 years and you didn't even know it.
That's right.
Now you got a whole 2 years of backtracking to do to make sure you get back on the right track. That's why you got to catch it as soon as it hits. You got to be careful. You got to be examining yourself on a daily basis to make sure, have I already departed?
That's right.
Read.
And his heart is turned away from his maker.
His mind is turned away from learning about Christ. Read.
For pride is the beginning of sin.
And see, when you have pride, brothers don't realize pride is the biggest sin.
That's right.
Just because you wear fringes, just because you're keeping the Sabbath day, do not mean that you are keeping the commandments. And that's something we got to get through to brothers' heads, man.
Right.
It don't matter. You could be even in one body in your house shot. Just because you're doing these things, even within our school, just because you're doing these things, if you ain't got your mind right, you're not keeping the commandments.
That's right.
If you got pride on you in your mind, you're not keeping the commandment. You're not in the truth. You just dressing like somebody in the truth.
That's right.
You just pretending to be somebody in the truth. Read.
He that hath it shall power out abomination.
He that hath that pride shall every time they speak abomination, every time they act, every time they do something, it always mess. It ain't what it's supposed to be. It ain't perfection like it's supposed to be. It always ends up being some half garbage. Read.
And therefore, the Lord brought upon them strange calamity.
And see, that's what it is saying when it say, everything you put forth your hands to do, it shall not come to pass. That's why all these strange things always happen to you.
That's right.
You be looking like, damn, what the hell? You know, my car just broke down. What the hell? My job? Oh, what? You know, hey, my wife just freaked tripping out. What's going on? Strange calamities. Read.
And overthrew them utterly.
Read.
The Lord hath cast down the thrones of proud princesses.
Read on.
And set up the meek in their steeds.
See, and the Lord say he will cast down the throne of somebody proud that's a prince. See, a proud prince is not just saying you of royal heritage. I mean, you could just be the next brother in line to get leadership.
That's right.
Proud prince. Oh, yeah, I was already set up. I was supposed to be doing that. And they will put down that proud prince and set up that young brother that's humble instead. See, read.
The Lord hath plucked up the roots of the proud nations.
The Lord hath plucked up the roots of the proud nations. Read.
And planted the lowly in their place.
See, that's in the, he did that to us. We was proud. We had pride on us. And the Lord plucked us up and planted the basis of men in our place.
That's right.
Because of our pride. Read.
The Lord overthrew countries of the heathen.
Read on.
And destroyed them to the foundations of the earth.
Read on.
He took some of them away and destroyed them and hath made their memorials to cease from the earth.
Read on.
Pride is not made for men.
Hold on. What is pride?
Pride is not made for men.
Hold on. What is pride?
Pride is not made for men.
Pride was not even made for us.
That's right.
It's not in our DNA. That's why when you have pride on you, you no longer an Israelite. It was not made for us. Read.
Nor furious anger for them that are born of a woman.
Because when you have pride on you, pride goes hand in hand with furious anger. They're the same. Because when you have pride on you, then you always are, you one step away from being angry at all times. You know what I'm saying? Somebody say something to you, just automatically just angry, mad. Somebody do something to you that you don't like, ooh, automatically angry, mad. That pride, it go hand in hand with anger. So yeah. If you find yourself always angry over the littlest things, that's a telltale sign of pride. Examine yourself. Look at yourself. Damn, why did I get mad over that? Why did that make me so mad? Why did that piss me off so much? Yeah, that's pride. That's what it is. Read.
They that fear the Lord are a sure seed, and they that love him an honorable plant.
See, when you are fear the Lord and love him, you will be a strong tree. Read. They that regard not the law. Read.
Are a dishonorable seed.
See that when you're dishonorable, always messing something up. Can't do nothing right. Can't get right. You know what I'm saying? Can't set up, establish things in righteousness. Read.
They that transgress the commandment.
Read.
Are a deceivable seed.
When you transgress the laws, you are easily deceived in your own mind. You can be easily deceived by your own heart telling you, oh, he said this to you. He don't like you. He did that. He's speaking behind your back. Easily deceived. Read.
Among brethren, he that is chiefly honorable.
He that is chief is honorable among brethren. Read.
So are they that fear the Lord in his eyes.
Read on.
The fear of the Lord goeth before the obtaining of authority.
See, it say, for you to obtain authority, first you must have the fear of the Lord. That comes first. Read.
But roughnesses and pride is the losing thereof.
But when you have roughness, what is that roughness? See, that roughness go into the way you deal with your brothers. Right. A lot of times brothers offend their brothers. They deal harshly with their brothers. They don't have compassion towards their brothers. They don't have kindness towards their brothers. And then that pride come in, it come to the conclusion of you losing your authority. You know what I'm saying? Give me 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 6.
First Peter chapter 5, verse 6.
Read.
Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God.
See, it say humble under the mighty hand of God. That's who we have to be looking towards when we see and humble ourselves. It has to be Christ. Read.
That he may exalt you in due time.
Give me Proverbs 25 and 6.
Book of Proverbs, chapter 25, verse 6.
Read.
Put not forth thyself in the presence of the king.
See, it say, put not forth thyself in the presence of the king. Setting yourself up, wanting to be at that level, but not being ready. Read.
And stand not in the place of great men.
See, wanting to be in the place of great men. Read.
For better it is that it be said unto thee, come up hither.
It's better for the people who are set up in righteousness to tell you to come up hither. Read.
Than that thou shouldest be put lower in the presence of thy prince, whom thine eyes have seen.
That's what happens when you try to exalt yourself before it's your due time, is you always get put down in the sight of the prince. That's what happens. These are the consequences. Give me 1 Peter 5 and 6 again.
Book of 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 6.
Read.
Humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God.
Read.
That he may exalt you in due time.
If you really want to be exalted to a point of leadership or to leading the nation, then the only thing you really have to do is humble yourself under God. Humble yourself under God, and if it is your calling to be a leader, he will exalt you.
That's right.
If it's not your calling, then don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? But people put that position over what their calling is. Maybe your calling was to do something different, but because you're looking for that position, you never actually go and find out what your calling is. Read.
Casting all your care upon him.
You got to cast all your care upon Christ. Read.
For he careth for you.
Hold on. What did it say?
For he careth for you.
See, when brothers got pride on them, it's because they don't really believe that Christ cares for them.
That's right.
They don't really have faith in Christ that Christ loves them. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes we have to just, you know, get away from the rebuke, get away from the hating, and getting away from the, oh, brother, you in sin, this, that, and the third, and just tell them, hey, man, you know Christ love you, right? You know what I'm saying? You know I love you, right? You got love here. And sometimes that's all it takes. It's just a reminder, brother, that Christ cares for him. Read.
Be sober.
Be what?
Be sober.
Read.
Be vigilant.
Be vigilant in your mind. Read.
Because your adversary, the devil.
Your adversary, the devil, the deceiver, your own mind. Read.
As a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour.
Give me James chapter 1 and verse 12. Let's see who that roaring lion is. That roaring lion. The devil. James chapter 1 and verse 12.
James chapter 1 verse 12.
Read.
Blessed is the man that endureth temptation.
What is that roaring lion?
Blessed is the man that endureth temptation.
That temptation, man, come for you to devour you, man. Read.
For when he is
tried. When he is tried, read.
He shall receive the crown of life.
That's what that crown of life, that crown that shall never fade. You receive it when you endure that temptation. When that pride come upon you, when that deceiver come in there, when that roaring lion come in there, and it start running its mouth to you, if you endure that and you come through it stronger, then you are blessed.
Bring it out.
But if you fall into a deep pit because of that pride, if you fall into darkness and self-pity and hatred and malice, then you are not blessed. You have not endured that temptation. Read.
Which the Lord hath promised to them that love him.
Because the only way you're going to come through that pride and coming back into the light is when you truly love Christ. Because when you love Christ, you're going to say, man, I want Christ more than I want this pride.
That's right.
I want Christ more than I want my own vainglory. Read.
Let no man say when he is tempted.
Read.
I am tempted of God.
Because when brothers got pride on them, they will not only hate on their brothers, they're going to hate on God.
That's right.
Read.
For God cannot be tempted with evil.
God is not the reason why you got that devil speaking in your mind. That's not God. That's you. That's your own pride. That's your own malice. That's your own devil in your ear speaking to you. That's you. That is not Christ. Read.
Neither tempteth he any man.
Neither he did he not in your ear whispering hatred in your ear.
That's right.
That's you doing that. Read.
But every man is tempted.
Read.
When he is drawn away of his own lust.
Read.
And enticed.
Read on.
Then when lust hath conceived.
When lust has conceived in your mind, read.
Bringeth forth sin.
It births forth sin. It births sin, read.
And sin, when it is finished.
And when the sin has been completed by your flesh, read.
Bringeth forth death.
It bringeth forth death. It because of you, not because of Christ.
That's right.
Give me 1 Corinthians 10 and 13.
Book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 13.
Read.
There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man.
See, that's one thing. When we read that, are we really understanding what that's saying? Read it again, Art.
There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to a man.
It say there is no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. See, so brother, sister, everything you going through, the brother right next to you is going through the same thing.
That's right.
Every temptation that you have in your head, every dark thought you got going on in your mind, every little sin that you think you can't get over, literally the brother sitting right next to you has dealt with the same thing.
That's right.
So why are we all going through it alone? That's where pride comes in. We got a bunch of Israelites in here going through the same thing, but they all going through it separately. When we could come together and knock them out as a unit.
That's right.
Read.
But God is faithful.
But God is faithful. Read.
Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able.
And then brothers, they fall into their sin because in their mind they believe they can't overcome their sin. They can't overcome their mind. They can't overcome their pride. But he say the Lord, he does not suffer you to tempt yourself above that which you are able. You can always overcome it. You know what I'm saying? All it takes is you to want to.
That's right.
All you got to do is want to read.
But will with temptation also make a way to escape.
He said he made a way for you to escape that temptation. Read.
That ye may be able to bear it.
Let's find out what the escape, because there's an escape hatch inside of your mind where the temptation comes. There is actually a built-in escape hatch to get away from the temptation if you take advantage of it. Give me James chapter 5 and verse 14. Let's find where is the built-in escape hatch inside your mind to get you away from your temptation. Read this out.
The book of James chapter 5 verse 14.
Read.
Is any sick among you?
Is any man going through temptation? Read.
Let him call for the elders of the church.
Hold on. What is that escape hatch?
Let him call for the elders of the church.
Read on.
And let them pray over him.
Let them teach him. A pray over him is just teaching him, guiding him, giving him the medicine, giving him the word. Read.
Anointing him with oil.
Anointing him with oil. Read.
In the name of the Lord.
See, that's the escape hatch. All you have to do, if you're going through the temptation, all you got to do is take up what the Lord gave you to get out of it and call the people above you. And get them to teach you. Get them to give you the word.
That's right.
That's the escape hatch. But pride, it make you not want to take that escape hatch. Read.
And the prayer of the faith.
The prayer of the faith, read.
Shall save the sick.
Shall save the sick, read.
And the Lord shall raise him up.
And the Lord will raise you up, read.
And if he hath committed sins.
And if you have committed any sins, read.
They shall be forgiven him.
And it say they shall be forgiven you. Bro, we don't have nothing to worry about.
That's right.
Like, as Israelites, we literally don't have nothing to worry about. When we worrying about stuff, it's because we do it to ourselves. Right. It say, literally, if you going through something, it don't matter how bad the sin was. If you go to your brothers and your sisters, your brothers in Christ, and you read on, read the next one.
Confess your fault one to another.
If you go to your brothers in Christ and confess your faults one to another, it say your sins shall be forgiven you.
That's right.
And he will raise you back up. And he will save the sick. Read.
And pray one for another.
Read on.
That ye may be healed.
Read on.
The effect
Effectual.
The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
See, when you have the righteous men around you, it do much good for you. But the pride, it make you think in your mind, what can they do for me? They couldn't do nothing for me. Give me 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 9. It's telling you right there they can do much for you if you would allow them. Read this out.
Book of 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 9.
Read.
Whom resist steadfast in the faith.
He say resist that pride steadfast in the faith. Read.
Knowing that the same affection.
Afflictions.
Affliction are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world.
He say those same afflictions that you're going through. Your brothers are going through the same thing.
That's right.
So why go through it alone? Resist it steadfast. Read.
But the God of all grace.
But the God of all grace, read.
Who hath called us unto his eternal glory.
Read.
By Christ Yahusha. After that ye have suffered a while.
Read.
Make you perfect.
See, once you do these things, and once you admit to yourself, man, you know what? I'm not perfect. A lot of brothers can't admit that to themselves. Admit to themselves, I'm not perfect. I need help. I need brothers. I need sisters. I need guidance. I need friendship. I need brotherhood. I need unity. That's I need right. those things. Once you admit those things, it make you perfect. Read.
Establish, strengthen, set.
And settle you. Give me Philippians chapter 3 and verse 8. Last precept. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 8. Let's see what that perfection is, because, you know, the thing is, when brothers look at leadership, a lot of times they get scared. You know, they look at leadership like they're not human. You know, they look at leadership like they just angels that floated down from the heavens, covered in gold, don't do no wrong, ain't got no temptation, ain't got nothing like that. But let's see what Paul had to say. Read this.
The book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 8.
Read.
Ye doubtless.
Doubtless, read.
And I count all things but loss for the exceedingly
excellency.
The excellency of the knowledge of Christ Yahusha, my Lord.
See, even Paul, he said he has to make sacrifices for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. He has to lose everything. Everything is but loss for him. Read.
For whom I have suffered the loss of all things.
He suffered the loss of all things, even his own pride. Read.
And do count them but dung.
But count it as dung. Read.
That I may win Christ.
May win Christ. Read.
And be found in him.
See, one thing you have to understand about Paul's writing, man, he's giving you an account of his journey through the Spirit.
That's right.
If you read Paul's writings, he's literally, like, if you was to write down your journey, oh, man, I sinned right there, but I repented, and I feel better about it, and I think my spirit is growing, and I think that, you know, I'm growing more in the Spirit, and everybody should be more faithful, and I have more faith and more grace and more compassion. Literally, if you was to do that, you'd be doing what Paul is doing right now.
That's right.
Paul was writing these letters, and he was giving an account of his journey through the Spirit and how he was growing and what his guidance was and how he was growing in the Spirit. Read.
And be found in him.
Read.
Not having mine own righteousness.
Paul said not having his own righteousness. Read.
Which is of the law.
Which is of your own, which is of what you want to do, what you think you should do. Read.
But that which is through the faith of Christ.
See, that's the thing. We got to get away from thinking that just because you're following this man or following one man or following one camp that you in the righteousness. See, it say you can't just go into a camp and do what that camp do and think you're about to get to the kingdom. You can't come into one body in Yahusha and put on a gold and black garment and be of the law, not eating no pork, not going to the Sabbath day, keeping the feast days, and think that you're going to get to the kingdom.
That's
because
right.
It is not of the law. It is not of just coming and doing that law. It is but that which is through the faith of Christ.
That's right. That's right.
You have to learn the faith of Christ to get to the kingdom. You can't just walk in here and do what we do and then think you're just going to get to the kingdom. It's got to be internal as well. Read.
The righteousness which is of God by faith.
Read.
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
Read on.
And the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death.
Read on.
If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead.
He say, if by any means I might attain the salvation, the resurrection of the dead. He wants to attain the resurrection of the dead, right? Read.
Not as though I have had already attained.
Hold on. What did Paul just say?
Not as though I had already attained.
See, Paul was a righteous man in the spirit, writing, guiding, giving the people the wisdom. And he told them, I'm not talking to you like I've already attained it. You know what I'm saying? So read.
Either we're already perfect.
Paul is saying, I'm not already perfect.
You want to do.
Just because I'm the elder in Israel, leading Israel, guiding Israel, I'm not already perfect.
That's right.
Read.
But I follow after Christ.
Read.
If that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ.
He said he wants to apprehend Christ. He said, I have not already become Christ. I have not already become perfect in all things, but I follow after Christ. That is the mission. You can be just like your brother. You see that brother up on the table in leadership. You can be just like him.
That's right.
You don't have to be perfect in all things that you do to be just like him. You just have to follow after to apprehend Christ. Read.
Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended.
See, the brothers on the table in leadership don't count themselves to have already apprehended. Read.
But this one thing I do.
But this one thing that they do. Read.
Forgetting those things which are behind.
See, what? Hold on. What did it say?
Forgetting those things which are behind.
When we forget those things which are behind, which means you got to let go of the past.
That's right.
You got to quit thinking about how you messed up yesterday and start thinking about your future. Stop thinking about what you said or did 2 weeks ago and start thinking about your future. And when you stop thinking about your past, you're going to stop thinking about what that brother did to you in the past.
That's right.
You're going to stop having a grudge against that brother, what he said to you in the past. Because the only reason you hold a grudge against somebody else and what they did to you is because you hold a grudge against yourself and what you did. You know what I'm saying? If you can't be in the past with them and not be in the past with yourself. Read on.
Reaching forth unto those things which are before.
He got to reach forth for those things which are after, which are before, which are the future. Read.
I press toward the mark.
Hold on. What did Paul say?
I press toward the mark.
Pressing towards the mark is what makes you perfect. Not already being perfect, floating down from the sky covered in gold. That's not what makes you perfect.
That's right.
Pressing toward the mark make you perfect. Read.
For the prize of the high calling of God Christ in Christ.
See, that's all it is, man. Press towards the mark and you can be perfect. On that, we say shalom.
Shalom.